opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 12th of February. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Someone got their haircut.
I'm here. I stopped in mid-sentence.
Someone got their haircut, and he looks cute.
Jared.
Our
engineer.
Jared had Jesus hair.
Jared has
Google hair.
Jared, hop on here, buddy.
Good morning.
Are you going to have a date this weekend?
No, I just got sick of having the Jesus hair.
It's cute. Let me tell you something.
Well, thank you.
You know what? I didn't notice because I came in. I stumbled over the dog that was here this morning.
I take a second look.
And then I'm sitting here and I'm doing KCNR 14. I look up and Jared's hair is gone.
Yeah, I mean 1460.
Yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, good morning.
You fell on your six. Yeah. Oh, I love it here. Good morning, everybody. 45 degrees outside. Today's partly sunny with a high of 71. Tonight, partly cloudy with our lows of 45. Saturday, mostly sunny with 72. Saturday night, lows of 49. Now, Sunday calls for partly sunny. Actually, I think that there was going to be a slight chance of showers in a forecast I did through last Tuesday or something. So I guess that's been lifted because as we look at this, it's just partly cloudy. Through the weekend, it's going to be beautiful on Sunday with a partly sunny high near 74 because that's great. We'll be outside doing jazz, the view. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 51. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody.
Very excited to be here today. We've got ticket giveaways. We are going to be drawing for that limo pampering spectacular Valentine's package. One lucky winner who's either emailed or called in is going to receive that. Are we going to do that?
At 8 o'clock? We have, if you're answering questions, good morning, everybody. Good morning, chat room. Good morning, Comrade Dan. No, the sheriff's going to be on next fight. Today we have Joe Montez, who's running against Doug LaMalfa. He's one of the four or five that are in the race for Congress today. And so that's what's going to be on. But welcome back, Comrade Ann is in the prime. You know, they're moving. You know, we've got several people we know that are kind of moving from here to across the state line, but they can still come back and visit, which is cool. Or they're going up from another place. The carpetbagger from Washington State. Okay, thank you. That was one way of putting it. Yes, the guy he's lived here a couple of years. But hey, we're here to listen to everybody. Everybody that's running for office gets a chance to come here and talk about why they're running. But the big thing we have on Friday mornings, Linda, is,
of course, our pet of the week. This is one of my favorite things. I miss it when I'm not here on Friday morning. We have our wonderful pet handler. Good morning.
Good morning.
Introduce yourself.
Spencer from Haven Humane.
Spencer from Haven Humane. I always like to know a little about you because how did you get selected to be the person that goes around to all the radio stations and on TV? And you get to pick the pet. How did you get that wonderful job?
So the gal that was doing it before me was looking for a person to fill in for her when she was sick or on vacation, and so I was the fill-in person, and she got pregnant, which she had been trying for quite a while, and
good.
So she's no longer with our organization, so I took over the position.
Love it, and you really enjoy it.
I do.
Spencer, so we saw you last Friday as well with Mark and some of the other volunteers at the Go Red Luncheon.
which was a great event.
How wonderful to be able to sit there with your pets and have people go, oh. And I said, yeah, those dogs are need adoption. And I remember my table, what? So it, wherever you can be seen, wherever you can get the word out.
Both of which are adopted now.
Really? From that event?
Yes.
Is the snake gone?
The snake is gone. It was gone the same day.
The snake was
okay. So this
Jared
morning,
did not like the snake.
Yeah. Well, you got to be up.
He's okay with snakes.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got today?
So this morning,
or I should say, who do you have today?
This morning, I brought with me Roscoe, who unfortunately had a little bumpy start in life. He came into our shelter. We were having a team meeting, and he was abandoned at our shelter. Somebody tied him to our fence. They just couldn't care for him anymore. They weren't very nice to him. But, you know, he's a great dog, and he's bounced back well from having a traumatic experience like he went through. And he's an amazing dog. We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older, just because when he gets excited, he's a little bouncy. Great with other dogs, knows all of his basic commands. He's real nice, quiet, mellow. I mean, he's laying here in the studio. Just there's lots of new people around, new sights, new smells, and he's just laying in here on the floor nice and mellow.
I think this, when you think about what happens with a dog, that the people just can't, whatever, at least they had the sense to say, okay, there's going to be a process process with this animal. And that is, you're going to take them in, you're going to find a, you're going to hopefully find a home for Roscoe. And, you know, when adopted dogs that have been in the shelter, I've had several of them in my life, and I think they know. They're so loving.
I'm a firm believer of that. I tell everybody all the time that shelter dogs make great pets because they have been through something traumatic, like being in a shelter, that they're that much more eager to please people so they don't have to go into that type of environment again. So Roscoe, he's about a 2-year-old border collie lab mix. He's got a little bit longer fur, almost solid black. Great, great dog. He's got those eyes that just look right into your heart and say, just love me. That's all he wants. He just wants somebody to love him.
That's wonderful. So every dog and cat that come from Haven, you've done all the shots. You take them so when people take them home, they're ready.
Absolutely. We try to make it as easy as possible. That way when you get your new pet home, the only thing you have to provide is food, a warm place, and love.
Do you kiss these dogs in the mouth?
No, but sometimes they try to kiss me.
Okay, an interesting question.
Roscoe, I like that name, Roscoe. And Roscoe's just laying there, and just his ears come up, and he's looking around. He's got a really cool dog. Yeah. What's he rated for?
We have him rated for kids 8 and older, just because he gets a little bouncy when he gets really excited.
How old do you think he is?
About 2.
Okay, look, folks, if you want a cute dog, and one that's going to be, I mean, he's just sitting here calm. But he's playful.
Yes.
And you can take him for walks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's
and
a
he
kind
walks
spirit.
Next to you.
Yes.
He does. He has a kind spirit.
Loads right up into the van. Yeah. He sits in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
He's happy to look out the window and go along for the ride.
He was somebody's buddy. And you can tell he's a cuddler. And how many pounds would you think? He's 70?
No, I don't even think he's that much. I'd say he's closer to about 50 pounds.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
He's just fluffy.
Okay, he's fluffy. He's got, yeah.
He's
got,
not fat.
He's got
fluffy.
A shiny coat, though. It's nice. Okay, so how can somebody have a good Valentine? Maybe somebody doesn't have a Valentine, and they need to want a companion.
That's it. We can get Jared a Valentine's Day present and give him Roscoe.
How did they come to you?
So Jared and Roscoe can kind of become a pair, known around town, walking around town. Look, there's Jared and Roscoe. You don't have to worry about it, Jared, until they say, hey, look, there's Roscoe with Jared. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Yes.
And so, got anything else?
I do want to throw out there our $20 Beat the Heat special for spaying female cats.
I love it.
Is completely full.
So
all of the spots have been filled up. But if you're interested in adopting Roscoe, stop by the shelter or give us a call at 241-1653.
Let's keep this at 100% here, people. For the last few years, we've had 100%.
Yes, we
have. Getting our animals adopted. So, hey, thanks a lot, Spencer. Take care now, buddy. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show, those are brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, great people there. It's a better-known business. Joe and Shelley have done so much for this community. And Tobacco and Brew, what do they do? Well, besides the fact they pay $1 million, they pay a lot of, it's not the tax part of it. It's the fact is they do things for the community. and I use this, but this is just indicative of it. They gave this little girl a birthday party because their house had burned down. And they do this kind of stuff all the time. They didn't know the little girl. They didn't know the family. They just got a hold of them, had them come over. Everybody brought presents for the little girl. And she was just so astounded. And probably she had, you know, would have, you know, she got much more than she would have gotten anyway. You know, the family was on some hard times. And then their house burns down. But this is the kind of people Joe and Shelley are. Out there at Tobacco and Brew. You can't beat that. You have Espresso Joe's with great coffee at good prices. You can, you know, veterans get discounts right there at Espresso Joe's. And you walk next door to a tobacco emporium that has it all. And all the people working there are really nice people. Been there, most of them have been there a long time because they really like working with Shelley and Joe. It's just a great place to go to. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, 7:16 in the morning here on the 12th of February.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autograph prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, 20 minutes after 7, 45 degrees out there, going up to 71. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, beautiful weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Aaron Richard. Aaron is one of their top sales people over there at Properties by Merit and has put a lot of time, passion, and enthusiasm into her job. If you want somebody that's going to help take care of you in your quest for finding a new house, well, go to Properties by Merit and look for Aaron. Give her a call at 949-9103 or check out her website at Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com. All right. I don't know. Did you see these tickets they have for, I think it's tonight.
We have other tickets for tonight, too.
Oh, we have other tickets for tonight, too. Well, let's go give those tickets away
Yeah,
first.
We've got, like, a litany of tickets, don't we?
Well, you know, they all catch up with us at one time.
Yeah.
But this is really going to be a great gala tonight.
Okay, tonight, we've had people who have bought tickets and then passed them on to say they can't be there. So we have the generous giving of people. And so I have a few tickets here for those who would like to attend the Signature Gala event. This is a fundraiser for the Cascade Theater. You know, it's not the Cascade Theater doing a fundraiser for somebody else. This is their fundraiser, which goes into their educational programs. Like, for instance, when they bring the kids to do a special show for, like, say, the acrobats that come through, bringing the kids on tour, having them see a special show, educational tour tours about the theater. It also is going, the monies tonight. Now, these are free tickets to the admission gala tonight, the Signature Gala.
These are $30
tickets. $30 tickets. So I'm going to be taking the first caller, 605-4567, and giving two tickets. I do have another set that I'm giving away in the 8 o'clock hour, but these have been, like, generously donated to give away on the show today. 605-4567, and you and a sweetheart can go. Enter into the Cascade Theater tonight. There's champagne, there's hors d'oeuvres, there's a DJ, and you're going to be able to bid on some fantastic posters that have been... I went yesterday and saw it really looks great, and there's going to be a lot of fun items. So two tickets, 605-4567, and you get to go for tonight for free. So enjoy that.
Okay. Little things that are going on. Last night, watch the debate.
Yeah, we did.
The debate last night, and it was a Democrat debate. And it's Clinton and Sanders. And somebody said, it's amazing that we have two white people who were born before color television talking about race problems. And if you listen to it, Clinton is, I mean, you talk about, you know, Obama's probably got scars on him now. Cause she's riding him. I mean, she's, you know, everything Obama has done is now, oh, God, you know, he is a water walker, according to Hillary Clinton, who in rumors were that her campaign is the one that started this whole birther movement back in 2008. And, oh, you know, and they talked about, because the question was, you get all your money from Wall Street. You know, of course, the two women that were running the debate didn't ever ask that one. They just talked about Wall Street. And Bernie Sanders says, look, I got all my money from all these people that gave, you know, the average was $27. You know, all your money comes from Wall Street. And she goes, well, that's not true. It's coming from a super PAC who supported President Obama, who did all these great things, and they've chosen to support me. And then it's like, oh, really? And then Sanders had the greatest line. He says, the American people aren't stupid. Why do you think Wall Street gives you so much money? They expect something, or words to that effect. I mean, there it is. Just threw it out. And, of course, there's no answer to that, except she goes on. But did the moderators hone in on that one? No, they didn't. They said, well, you know, they could have said, well, Secretary Clinton, that is an awful lot of money. You know, blah, 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 you know. Did one person ask or bring up the email in the servers?
No, they did not.
Mrs. Clinton, the FBI has said they have an official investigation about your use of having classified material on open servers. The FBI would not do this lightly, especially during this time of the year where there's a presidential election going on and you are running for president. Why would they do that?
I wonder if
there wasn't one question on that. Why wouldn't you ask that question?
I mean,
she could be subpoenaed. She could be indicted before the election.
I'm wondering if there was an agreement between the two of them and the Democratic Party, even though he's socialist, that they weren't going to go there. They were going to be talking about foreign policy. We were going to be talking about issues, and they did not. He would say, with respect. He would always say, now with respect. He would say that How many times did he say that?
Yeah, okay, he did. But you know what? Frankly, there is no respect there. She went after him saying, oh, you've done this. And, you know, I mean, just was she was just kind of being mean at there. But, you know, he said, the, you know, and then he's talking about, she said, you said this about Obama. You said this about Obama. It was negative. And she's saying things that weren't true because she said he wrote this foreword for a book that was trashing Obama. That was an absolute lie because they had the author of the book on right afterwards. He has the book in front of him. He says he didn't write a foreword. He wrote something in the back that had nothing to do with Obama. It had something to do with we have to go press forward. So it was a lie. And then, you know, Sanders could have gone back. You know, she talked about we topple Gaddafi. Did they follow up with the questions like, look at the Middle East since you were Secretary of State? Libya is run by warring camps and has ISIS. It's an ISIS stronghold. You've got Syria, which you went into Syria, but yet didn't follow through. And now you've got millions of refugees that are destroying the continent of Europe. They're, you know, that's destroying the lives in Syria. And you let the Russians in. You let the Russians in who are now dictating terms in Syria. And then you've got, you know, and then you've got Egypt, who now hate the United States, you know, more than they did because of your interference in their personal affairs. So what is there to be happy about? You know, I have much more experience in international affairs. Well, guess what? They're bad experience. Do you want to hire somebody that's a loser? I mean, that's what it gets down to. She's amoral. She's amoral. And I'm not saying that. This is a strong Democrat in this town whom I respect. She and I, we go at it. Not in any sense are we rude or anything like that. We discuss the points. But she says she's immoral. Do you want somebody that's amoral as the president? I mean, it's bad enough bombastic and all these other things they talk about Trump. But amoral? Somebody that lies, somebody that feels like, you know, they have, you know, you could almost say that when they do things like this and they act like they can, like this server thing, there's in emails from hers that said, then take the headings off it and bring it here so we can get that information. Take the headings off it, which means take off the classifications. In her own words, that's what she says. And this is serious. And now they've just put a subpoena on the Clinton Foundation.
Really?
Yeah. They've just
when did that happen?
This happened yesterday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
A subpoena on the Clinton Foundation. Now the State Department's going into that. You know, when I see this, you know, Bernie Sanders talks about free this, all free. How much is that going to cost, Bernie? Oh, you know, we got to get to those wealthy people. I mean, I think that if you took all the wealthy people, that 1% you keep talking about in this country, and you took all their money, okay, so you take 75% of their money, it wouldn't run this country for a day. So when you talk about, you know, taxing these people and all this free stuff, Bernie Sanders says that if he's president, he's going to use executive orders to make all the illegal citizens. This is what he said. This is a man that's running for president of this country. And he's, you know, and then he doesn't have a chance. Doesn't have a chance. The only thing he can do is keep embarrassing Hillary. It goes to the Democrats and the superdelegates. They got all these superdelegates that they're on Hillary's side already. So that even though he stomped her in New Hampshire, she comes out with more delegates than he did. He won 60-40. Or something like that. 60, yeah, maybe more than that. In the election, she gets 13 delegates out of New Hampshire, or 15, he gets 13. Even though he won dramatically because of the superdelegate thing that the Democrats have. Superdelegates, and they've already pledged themselves to Hillary. I mean, is this ridiculous or what? Guy wins by 20 points, and he comes out with less delegates? This is the Democratic way. All right.
Here we have a couple tickets to give away for the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, okay, that's going to be Saturday night.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to the Mardi Gras, it's going to be out at College View, Mercy Oaks, tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
I Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries this Thursday through Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Muse Trucking, and Warner Enterprises.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists.
GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mendebot. Good morning, everybody. It is 28 minutes until 8 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, you want really great instruction in concealed carry and hunter safety and all those types of classes. This is what this man does. This is his business. It's not part-time. It does it all the time. Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. He'll provide, if you don't have a pistol, he will provide a pistol for you for the class and then help you pick out that right pistol for you to carry. And help you, for the on the purchase of it, and give you his best advice on that. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Hey, I'm here with our great friend. And a commander in the Navy?
Commander in the Navy, yes, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I want everybody to know that I'm a Mustang. I was a chief petty officer, and I finally gave up all that authority for a pay raise.
Yeah. Staff NCOs run the Navy. I like the way, did you used to salute with the beer can salute, like this?
Mm-hmm.
Their hands are cupped. Like they're holding a beer can and they're saluting like that. That was the Navy chief. It was pretty cool, really. When they saluted, sometimes. Yeah, there was junior officers in the Navy that made it all the way up, I think, to lieutenant commander and never been saluted because they didn't think they were supposed to be saluted. Okay, I'm sorry, Dick. Okay, that's we're here right. about our Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards banquet, right?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to just mention a couple things. CalVets, California Veterans Association, says that there's about 32 veterans organizations in Shasta County. They also claim that there's about 19,000 veterans in Shasta County. And when you look at 19,000 veterans with their spouses and some of their children that are voting age, what a voting block that could be if we could all just get together on the same page. So keep that in mind, veterans. You ought to all get behind all these.
If you're looking to, you know what? And here's the thing is, most of the people we have running are not veterans.
Right.
They're just not veterans. Adam McElvain's a veteran. I'm not sure of anybody. I'm not sure about anybody else. I mean, I'm going to find out, who's veterans. But you know what? What happens is a lot of times these people running for office come out and they just lick your face if you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. I support the veterans. And as soon as they get elected, it's like, who? Who? Yeah. Veterans, there are enough veterans in this city, that if you got together and said, okay, what are you going to do to support the veterans' causes, like getting together and saying there should be an MRI machine here at the veterans' clinic. And if the city came in and rolled in on that, said, why isn't there one here? We've got lots of veterans here. Why should they drive 3 hours for an MRI and have to drive 3 hours back or other treatments that they could do right here at the largest population based in Northern California, right here in Redding? Why don't they do that? And, you know, veterans could do that. You know, get together. If we veterans actually bound together and said, what are you going to do and for this? And we put the candidates in front of us and we put that block behind them. 500, 600, 700, 800 votes in this town makes a difference.
Absolutely.
You just elected, or 1,000 votes, you just elected city council and a board of supervisors.
Keep in mind, Gary Cadd won his first election by 8 votes.
Trish Clark
won an election by 3 votes.
Trish did? She yes. never said that.
That's what she told me the other day.
But the thing is, my friends, CVAC, is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, is one way of pulling people together. And why don't we get it? Why don't we? Everybody else has got a political arm. Veterans should have a political arm where we get people out to vote and we task these candidates to tell us why we, as veterans, should vote for them.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, CVAC, then, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, was established by the county about 23 years ago. And some of the things that they're doing is they sponsor the Grove down there. Vince Stevenson's putting together an interactive website for all the veterans groups. And we participate and get the information out on legislative things in the state. There's about 60 to 100 pieces of legislation that affects veterans in the state of California. And CVAC is one of the organizations that gets the word out on these various things. So CVAC is a very important organization. One of the other things that they do is they have the Veterans Advocate Awards dinner coming up next Friday, a week from today. And in that dinner, we have identified 3 individuals that are nominees for the Advocate of the Year Award. One of those candidates is Michael Gutierrez. He's with the Marine League. Amanda Patton, who I believe works out at the Veterans Home, and Ralph Davis is a volunteer there also.
Every one of them has done a lot for veterans.
Yes.
All right.
And one of those people will be selected and be awarded the Veterans Advocate of the Year. On the group side, we have 5 nominees: Rods Radiator, Northern California Veterans Historical Association, the Patriot Guard Riders, SVE, Shasta Veterans Escort, the American Legion 197, Ladies Auxiliary, and Shasta Marines and Friends. Those are the 5 group awards, and one of those will be selected.
One of those will be selected then. You know, this is a big thing, and for veterans, we've got well over 200 people coming, but we still have some tickets left.
Yes,
and
we
this
do.
This is how you're going to get tickets. Tell everybody how.
Okay, I have to call in dinner tickets on Monday to Wind River. The event's going to be at Wind River next Friday night, February 19th. and you can receive your ticket. The tickets are only $20 for a served dinner at the table. Tri-tip, your selection is tri-tip, tarragon chicken, or vegetarian lasagna. Yeah.
But the whole thing is $20 a ticket.
$20
we
a ticket.
Can, this
call me, Dick Fighton, 945-7975.
Or Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. And Senator Maurice Johannesson is going to be
our speaker.
So Mojo is going to be speaking at there. We're going to give away, not give away, but we are going to award to those who have earned it, the Veterans Advocate of the Year. From that have done so much for the veterans around here. And somebody asked a question, is CVAC going to sponsor a debate this year? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. CVAC is going to sponsor a debate of all the city council members, the people running for the Board of Supervisors, for Congress.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
Anything that people are running for, they are going to sponsor debates for this. We're more than happy to help with this thing. It's time the veterans got more of a say in who's being elected around here. Yeah, I mean, we do our duty by voting, but we should, as a group, come together and say, look, these are people that are going to help us, help veterans, people that have served, and get that new MRI. Or, let's make sure enough money is being pumped into the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. What are you going to do for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office? It sees 20,000 people. It has all these people it helps. Do they need more people? What can, what can the county do that maybe, like, help them out? These are things that CVAC can do, or we as veterans can do, and not just kind of be willy-nilly out there, my opinion.
I agree, I think the first step to getting this off and going for veterans is to come to the dinner next Friday. Remember, give Dick Fighton a call, 945-7975, if you'd like to have a dinner ticket for $20.
There you go.
And
all right.
The best part of the whole evening is Linda's going to be singing the national anthem.
Oh, boy. I can't
wait. It is the best part.
I don't know. There's a lot
I don't know if it's the best part, but I tell you what, it's great.
Just killed it. I think for all of us who bring the national anthem, it's something that you bring into your heart. I pray about it before. I get so nervous because I feel like it's a big duty in my life. I don't mean like duty in a bad way, but that I give... I think about the stripes and the stars and all those people, all the souls that live in the flag. Sometimes I get really emotional, and it's just really hard to get it out. So kudos to those people like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl who just really smashed it. She just commanded it. She gave honor. I mean, there was honor in what she did.
And yet there were people, and I still can't figure it out why, panned the performance. I mean, I watched it, and I was touched by it. I don't get touched by a lot
tears.
Of things. But I was touched by the fact that she actually, it appeared that she meant it so much.
Yes.
That and Whitney Houston. When Whitney Houston sang it, I was in Kuwait getting ready to start, we were getting ready to kick off Desert Storm. And when she sang it at the Super Bowl, I wasn't there, never heard it, but until I got back, 6-7 months later. Another touching song. But anyway, this is going to be a great event. And, I think if you want to go, I still got some tickets. I can sell some tickets. I think I got 2 or 3 spots left at the table.
Right.
Tell us when the date is again.
Next Friday, February 19th.
There we go.
Wind River.
One thing I would...
Wind River really support. But let me just say this. A big kudos going out to Wind River. They really support veterans. Gary Hayward, general manager out there, the whole tribe, all the elders, Maria Roscoe, they all support veterans events so much. I can't say enough about that.
Well, we're doing tri-tip chicken dinners and vegetarian dinners for $20, plus Lou White band playing music for dancing. And what an event for $20, and it's only because we can do the $20 ticket only because of the donation that Wind River has given us.
There you go. Okay.
You need to participate in this, folks.
All right.
And it's open not only to veterans, but
to
everybody.
Oh, it's everybody. It's not just veterans. This is everybody
out
there.
It's a community event.
Yeah, that's right. You want to have a bunch of friends there, and everybody have a good time. There's a gun raffle that you can buy tickets for, and all types of great guns. And for that. Anyway, okay Dick Fighton, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Dick, thanks.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
Civic Auditorium.
Okay.
That's the first thing I turned over. Civic Auditorium. You know, this weekend they've got Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are going to be here this weekend, March 6th. Shinedown is coming to the house. And, of course, March 26th, Jay Leno. All of this is at the Civic Auditorium. How do you get tickets? You go to ReadingCivic.com. Don't go anywhere else. It's got to be ReadingCivic.com or give them a call, 229-0022. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it's quarter till 8.
Frank Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're still delivering kerosene all over in the mountains and red diesel. Looks like winter's here to stay for a while, so keep those tanks full. We have Clear Pearl for all the portable heaters. If you're still cutting wood, we have the ethanol-free 93, bar oil for the chainsaws, and Opti two-cycle oil. Johnny has two more used heaters in and rebuilt ready to go. If you're thinking about upgrading or a new heater, give us a call for a free estimate. On propane, we have the exchange program on the bottles, and we can also fill the forklift tanks, and we have those for sale. Northern Lights Energy, stop in and let us show how our heaters and on-demand water heaters can save you money. Also, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is coming to town again at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Free admission to the public, so come on down and bring the kids. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back.
We're teasing. You know what? That's half the fun. Hey, listen, I got a great story for you, Carl. Welcome to KTNR 1460. And currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like I got to tell you a little bit about our
weather.
Love it. Love Neil Young. Okay, anyway, the weather this weekend is going to be high 71 today, low 41. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our temperatures around 72, 49 is our lows. Partly sunny on Sunday, V-Day, Valentine's. Hey, look, I got to just say something about Valentine's Day. You know, no matter how old she is or no matter how old he is or how long you've been together, don't forget. Something to just be, make a sweetheart gesture again. My parents, I'm really excited. My parents are coming up. They'll be there Saturday night when I'm performing at Wind River. coming up, spending the night, and then coming the next day because I'm doing the Valentine's special show at Wind River. That's going to be actually from 6 to 9, and then Sunday at The View. And so if I think there were two tables left for Valentine's because they're doing the steak and lobster for three-night special for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the Saturday night at Wind River. And so
the
rooms are sold out. The sweetheart package,
the hotel.
Yes.
Right.
So my folks are coming, staying at the hotel. 63 years of marriage. My folks are in that statistic. That my mom was born in 33. My dad was born in 31.
Your mom's still pretty hot.
She is beautiful. My parents, 63 years. They giggle. They do everything together. They're best friends.
I've seen Tom do things. I'm like, Tom.
I know. Well,
and,
I grew up like.
And June goes, Tom.
So I just
think the kids are here.
Really important that you.
The kids. I love it. I'm 67 years old. The kids are here. Oh.
But I just, you know, don't become a wet noodle because you're married and you're secure and you're comfortable. I just feel take the effort.
Last night when I came home, it's been a long day. I got back yesterday, semi late. And I'm walking in, and I see a dozen pink roses by the door, right where I walk in it. And I look at it, and I thought,
what did you think?
I wonder who sent Linda flowers. And, I mean, I just looked at it, and I was kind of, somebody sent Linda flowers. I just, well, you know, you got a lot of friends and do things.
Well, I used to have a lot of admirers that sent me roses.
Anyway,
true.
Yeah, and you admire sending the roses in a long time.
Well, I married one.
No, oh, okay. Anyway, I go in and she's looking at him. She says, "Well," I said, "Well, what?" She said, "Well, did you like them?" "Like what?" She's the flowers. And she, Linda, had bought me a dozen long stem roses. And thank you, honey. It was
welcome.
So nice.
I think that sometimes
I didn't even think. I mean, I thought they were yours.
I think that, you know,
nobody buys me flowers.
I know that some people, you know, it's a holiday where everybody makes money. You know, it's really funny. It kind of plays with your head. I don't know. Does it play with your head? Because it plays with my head. I start to feel like, am I still a sweetheart? Do I really, you know? I mean, because you get into the all the day in and the day out. Doing the dishes, paying the bills, doing the laundry, wiping your dog's butt, you know, all those things that just become like mundane, cleaning the floor, cleaning under the bed, cleaning the toilet. I'm just talking about life, right? And then you sometimes wonder, am I still attractive? Do I still, am I still a sweetheart? And this holiday plays with my head. Does it play with your head? So I figured, rather than sit around and worry about it, do something about it. So I went and bought roses for Carl. And people were like, ooh, oh, and I was walking out of the store with them. And I had them put in a, you know, vase with a vase with a meaningful purple ribbon. And I asked the gal, do many wives buy roses for their husbands? And she goes, not many. Everybody should have roses, was her saying. And I said, yeah, because there's something meaningful about getting flowers. It's a language. So we looked up last night the language of roses and what the colors mean. And that, you know, it's very common in the in Britain, because they love the roses so much that they know when you receive this flower, it means that. If you receive that rose, it means that. Anyway.
Yeah, the one I got says just a friendship. Does that mean something? No,
no,
it means,
it's
honestly,
a passionate,
it's a
friendship.
A passionate friendship.
Starting over is what it said.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Always when we read the weather, we're so appreciative of them. Veteran owned, locally owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, you have this portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends over at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran owned business. Guarantees his work from its little bitty chip to a crack over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst is the man that can help you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by at 3208 Market Street. I tell you what, he does great work. He's worked on our windshields, and he just, I mean, you can't see where he works at it, and he guarantees it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 7 years ago. Still, I mean, still holding, still can't see it. I can't say more than that, except that Jeff Wirsch is a great guy. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
I have a great story. This is a great feel-good story because it just goes to show, and I think it's nice that we do this every day. We talk about something about, you know, miracles can happen. You just never know. Okay, well, almost 30 years ago after he went missing from a group home in Kitchener, Ontario, at the age of 21, Edgar LaTulip remembered something very important last month. His name. Police say the 50-year-old, who has a developmental delay and functions at a child's level, has spent the last 30 years living in St. Catharines, around 80 miles from where he disappeared. From what investigators can piece together, LaTulip took a bus to Niagara Falls in September 1986 and ended up in St. Catharines, where he suffered a head injury and effectively forgot who he was. So you see, that can happen. Until this year, when he told a social worker he remembered, before his disappearance, LaTulip had attempted suicide at least once, leading to fears that he may have killed himself. Well, after DNA test confirmed who he was, it comes out to be a great story because he's reuniting with his mother, who moved, thinking, of course, that he was dead or gone or whatever after all those years.
So he just forgot who he was.
Yes.
You know what? That's happened to that happened to me a couple of times.
trauma.
I remember once in a foreign country. I couldn't remember who I was, and I think it had something to do with the 36 beers we pounded down. But, you know, when I woke up the next morning, not only could I not remember who I was, but where I was.
And the question is, did you have your teeth?
It had all my teeth in it.
Yeah, good.
That was good. That was good. Yeah. And it was there. And
I should hear my dad's Navy stories. Every now and then he'll tell us a story about when they were on leave, and I'm like, somebody puking in the glove box. I mean, it's just...
Well, that happens. Here, hey, can I borrow you? Hey, can I borrow your baseball cap? Yeah, here.
Who was the one guy that said that he couldn't find his car? Oh. Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. It was a guy though that I served with. He went into a big mall in Washington D.C. and they were whooping it up. He comes out, can't find his car. The driver can't find his car. He reports it stolen. A month later, after he gets the car and all that, he drives back to the mall. Car still there? Now, this is what he says.
Okay.
But, you know, knowing this guy, it could be very possible that could have happened. Anyway, but you know what? Valentine's Day. Linda's going to be singing tomorrow night at Elements. And you've got your band plus a couple others, 6 to 9. 243-3377, if you want to come and join us. I think there's a couple seats left. But, you know, what a great time, you know, and to take somebody out. And just enjoy yourself there.
And I have Joe Catania. Yeah. I'll tell you what, when he comes
to
rehearsal.
He sings, you two are singing.
He is such a pro. Phenomenal. He comes in, he's got his charts, he's written some of his charts. He is just a total pro, and he is smooth. You know, he used to own his own restaurant here and sing. That's how I was introduced to him. But anyway, also, I do have those tickets. A call is coming in, but I've got tickets still for the Signature Gala tonight. We're giving them away. I'd like to have you come.
Yeah.
What it is, it's a fundraiser. They're going to have music posters that have been signed. I saw it's beautiful. They also have some raffle tickets, one of which is from the Fly Shop. They've been so wonderful how they've donated things. But anyway, great stuff at the Signature Gala tonight.
I have something here from what Ruth Angel just said.
And hi, Ruth.
I don't want to start. I'm gonna read it now. But we're having Joe Montez is going to join us right at 8 o'clock. He is running for Congress, running for the House of Representatives, Congressman Doug LaMalfa's spot. He's out of Chico, and he's driven over here today to talk about why he's running, who he is, and why he thinks that he will be a great congressman. There's a lot of questions coming up. But Ruth Angel just came in with something that says, 7 police officers killed in 7 days. Okay. 7 police officers killed in 7 days. And, you know, and then yet, and one of the things last night that was disgusting was the listening to Hillary and Sanders pandering, saying how bad the cops were. How bad the cops were. Oh, you know, those cops shooting people and how unfair it is and blah, 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 and how they need to be, you know, reined in. You know, when I heard that, and I should have gotten onto that one earlier because I don't have time now to tell you what I really think of that. 7 police officers killed in 7 days, my friends. You know, where's the outrage? Where's the people talking about that? Where's Beyonce now? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock here on the 12th of February.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Well, there was some good news on the retail front last month. According to the latest report, people are still spending their money, even though it's been a tough economy so far this year.
The decline in stock prices may be a slight drag on consumer spending, but I think the benefits from a stronger job market and better wage growth are far offsetting those. And I think that 2016 should be a solid year for consumers.
That is PNC financial economist Gus Fouché. The Commerce Department says retail sales increased a seasonally adjusted 0.2% last month, the same as in December. The sixth Democratic presidential debate, the one between Hillary Clinton last night and Bernie Sanders, had aired on PBS. It featured plenty of moments of agreement, also some sharp disagreements, like when Hillary Clinton leveled this charge at Sanders.
The kind of criticism that we've heard from Senator Sanders about our president, I expect from Republicans, I do not expect from someone running for the Democratic nomination to succeed President
that
Obama.
Comparing Bernie Sanders to a Republican, that's something that Sanders' campaign manager, Jeff Weaver, calls a low blow.
You know, there were some sharp disagreements on policy, which is what you would expect in a debate. And then at the end of the debate, when it's sort of the last question, you sort of start, you know, flinging the sort of personal mud. I just thought it was disappointing.
Meanwhile, most of the GOP presidential candidates on the campaign trail today in South Carolina in anticipation of that state's primary set for next Saturday. Diplomats meeting today in Munich agreed to accelerate and expand deliveries of humanitarian aid to besieged Syrian communities. Beginning this week, United Nations envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he's been hearing from a lot of Syrians.
One is humanitarian access. We are human beings. We deserve to get food, water, access to medical facilities, and second, we need no more bombs, no more war.
The Dow is thriving right now. It's up about 175 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This February, prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
A Nazarene city rise again after 3 days.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history was just beginning.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Where has he gone?
You tell me.
Risen, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
The head of the CDC says prevention, response, and detection of the Zika virus is a top priority, one that will require top funding as well.
Dr. Thomas Frieden, who was foremost in the fight against Ebola, says more than $800 million will be needed to tackle the Zika virus. So why not use leftover funds from Ebola to cover the cost? Dr. Frieden says those funds are not left over because Ebola is not over. And he says the Ebola funds are already committed.
The budget was about $600 million. By the end of this year, more than 95% of that will be gone.
Dr. Frieden says Zika, primarily spread by mosquitoes, is increasingly linked to microcephaly, or babies born with abnormally small heads and brains. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to thrive. It's up by 172 points. The other major indexes also way up after losses yesterday. The S&P 500 up by about 18 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal prosecutors say 9 additional people from 6 states have been charged in connection with that armed occupation of an Oregon wildlife refuge. The Harney County judge in the case, Steve Grassley, said people do have a right to demonstrate, but this simply went too far.
Let's be clear. Armed occupation of federal property is a crime and is not a peaceful protest.
In all, a total of 25 people have now been charged related to that standoff. Police shot and killed a man who they say randomly attacked people at a Central Ohio restaurant with a machete last night. Columbus Police Sergeant Rich Weiner spoke to WSYX-TV.
Now, this was a brutal attack. You know, the man walks in to people that are just there having dinner and starts attacking them.
Police say the man stormed into a Mediterranean restaurant in Columbus last night and went on the attack. Four patrons were taken to an area hospital with injuries. They are expected to recover. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is Friday, February the 12th, 8:06 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live throughout the world, as people in Amsterdam know, at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. It's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. And let me see here. That's my fault.
She just walked around to the other side.
Partly sunny today with our temperatures around 71. Lows will be around 45 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our temperatures of 72. The high, partly cloudy tomorrow night with temperatures around 49. And our Sunday, Valentine's Day, calls for a high of 74 with our lows of partly cloudy and low around 51. Washington's birthday is Monday, with our temperatures around 76. What a great day to get out and be outside and walk around. Mostly clear on that night with temperatures around 50. More of the forecast later. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. Another veteran-owned business, as is Shasta Gas Propane. Been in the business in the North State for over 20 years. Voted best in the North State last year, and there's a reason why. Martin and his people are the best in the North State. They do our heating and cooling systems every year. Come in by, check on them, make sure they're okay, make sure they're working right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, any type of HVAC systems they can work on and they can fix. They can install new ones. You got a business, they can come in and do the big jobs or ones inside your house. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Linda, it's that time.
It's that time, and I don't know if we need to do a drum roll or not, but all week we've been, let's write this on the microphone.
That's my drum roll.
Let's do it together. Wait.
Ready?
Okay, because we don't have a sound effect button. But we've been taking emails and phone calls for this wonderful
faxes
giveaway. That's the limo
people
and Boheme
in
spa.
That's
giveaway.
Right. That's right. You get to go on a chauffeur-driven ride from NorCal limo, and you get champagne as you're being driven around in different spots, and you end up at the Boheme spa where you're going to be pampered with a couple's massage side by side.
I'm shaking up the bag, and we have a guest today for our 8 o'clock hour.
Joe Montez.
Joe, I'm going to have you we haven't even introduced you or anything, but you're all handsome sitting over there. And you're
Joe Montez, who is running for Congress in the 1st District.
Joe is going to reach
to the
bag. Here's
your first chance to really make some people mad here.
Can you
can make one person really happy and about another 30 in there really upset.
Can you do that? Are you able to do that? There's so many laws and restrictions.
I can do that. And good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. Okay, so Joe's going to reach in there because we have these numbers and emails that have come in that are ripped off in little pieces of paper, and they're in the bag. So here we go.
It's not even looking.
He knows what to do.
Not even
he knows
looking
the drill. Turn away.
Oh!
Okay,
the winner
Joe is giving
Carl
the paper.
Lori. Lori, you have won.
Lori who?
It just says Lori on it. That's all. It's just Lori.
Gosh.
I have your phone number. It starts with 917. Okay, so, Lori, 917.
And the way that Lori is spelled is O-L-O-R-R-I-E.
Which
I'll
means
give
nothing
you a call
because our guys did it. We will give you a call if you're not listening right now. Okay.
Who do we have? Thank you for your vote, Lori.
Who do we have, Jerry? Was that just another phone call? Okay. Well, okay, wrong number. That's okay. I can take a wrong
That's
number, too.
That's great, you
Let's
know.
Put him on the show.
My gosh.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Joe Montez, who is, as we just said, is running for Congress in a kind of a crowded field all of a sudden. So, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Tell us who Joe Montez is.
I'll give you a quick background.
Yeah.
I was raised in a military family, seven kids. My father was an enlisted man, so I remember that he, in addition to his Air Force job, would usually work one or two part-time jobs. So we became very familiar with the concept that you have to work hard for what you want, and you have to be committed to the things that are important to you. I'm the first in my family to graduate from high school. I did the 16-year route to get my college degree because I've always worked 60, 70, 80 hours a week or more. I enjoy working very much, and so most of my schooling was done part-time, and I paid for it myself. Along that way, during that 16-year journey, I also did my service in the military. Four of my five brothers joined with me at the same time in the Air National Guard. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And then I also did a stint with the California Military Academy, the Army National Guard. So I am a veteran, as are my five siblings, and we honor this country. After graduating from Sac State, I went to UCLA Law School, which was one of the dreams since I was a child to be a lawyer, because I've always believed that it has the ability to do good for people. And 8 years after becoming a lawyer, I was appointed to an administrative law judge position. My first job in the law was as a deputy prosecuting attorney. So I'm a very law and order kind of guy. I am now involved in a private enterprise in the Chico area. I'm a successful business person and a partner of my longtime coach and mentor, Wayne Cook. And I'm very happy to be in this beautiful neck of the woods place that I have visited every year since I was 15 until moving here. So thank you for having me.
Wow, that's impressive. You and there's a long litany of things that I'm sure that we want to get to. But Carl, you know, we are very big into what it is to serve your country, and we thank you for your service.
I think you're the only one that's been in the military that's running this year. So, I mean, to me, it's a big thing. The Joe, we're going to take an early break. And the reason we're going to do that is that gives us more time to get started in these questions that we have. You know, like the first one, and I'll give you a chance to even think about it, is why are you running against as a Republican against an incumbent Republican that's sitting there with a huge advantage? And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 12 after 8 here at KCNR 1460. 45 degrees going up to 71 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have questions for Joe, give us a call or load up on the chat room. We'll get to all the questions. We'll be right back.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Have you ever used the excuse, the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of The Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In a series of brilliantly composed letters, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation. It's a wickedly witty portrait of how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Wall Street Journal raves, C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters is one hell of a good show. Delightfully repulsive. And the National Review calls it pure genius. An outstanding piece of work. See C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, March 4th. Tickets and info at readingcivic.com or by calling the box office 229-0022.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Right into this world.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We just keep going on at the break, don't we? And Jared, we need to shake your head when we know we're back on. Otherwise, we may say, please.
This portion of the show brought to you by I Wouldn't.
You never can tell what's coming from Linda. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, locally owned, locally operated. Started this business about 7 years ago. Does just outstanding work. If we're going to buy a gun, we buy it for Bastiani Arms. He meets or beats any price. Big stores, little stores, he does it. Got it all for any type of shooting accessory you can imagine, reloading, everything. And they're great gunsmiths down there. You want a class in a CCW or hunter safety? Seth Stokes can teach down there with 20 years of experience. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222, or even better, just head on down there and get ready for the summer for shooting spring, for shooting squeaks up in Northern California. It's the only way you're going to keep them under control is to hunt them. Well, Linda's got to take off here for a minute, but I'm here with Joe Montes, who's running for Congress in the first congressional district. And when I left, I asked this question, Joe. Is you're a Republican, and
yes.
There's several other Republicans running against a Republican who's, you know, been in that job for at least 4 years, and for 4 years. Why are you running?
Well, I think like a lot of Americans around the country, and certainly in this district, I'm very frustrated, and I have been for some time about what's happening in our country. We have an economy that's still in free fall. We have a health care system that's broken. We have a government that seeks to take our rights away at every turn, and they're actually bringing terrorist threats among us. I'm looking for strong leadership, which I don't see, and more specifically about our Congressman Doug LaMalfa, whom I actually like as a person, and I did call him and let him know out of respect that I was going to be running for his seat. But my specific concerns about Doug LaMalfa is that he lacks strong leadership, and he is very disconnected from his constituents. I mean, he is part of the congressional 11% approval rating because it has been a do-nothing Congress. Doug has been absent at local party events. I never see him take a seat at the table in any significant economic rebuilding activities. Absence was felt at the Klamath agreements to the extent that that now, as we all know, has just completely failed after years and years of negotiating. He also chooses the wrong side on a lot of issues that I would choose very differently. He supported the failed leadership of John Boehner, and he was really the head of the do-nothing Congress, and he represented a staleness in Congress that we needed to remove, yet Doug supported him. Doug also supported the TPP, TPA, and if you look into that, it was designed, sold to the public as one of the significant things was reducing tariffs. You know, some of our farmers in the North State are paying up to 90% in tariffs, but it has done little to reduce the tariffs. What it has really created is an opportunity for private entities, usually outside of the United States, to bypass our legislation, bypass our courts, and sue our government directly for things like, hey, we failed to get the earnings that we thought we would. And who's going to pay those big bills, those fines? It's going to be the taxpayers. It's the wrong choice to try to reduce tariffs. There are other, I think, more significant ways to do that. Doug supported the Amtrak reauthorization bill. That straddled us with $7.2 billion of debt. You know, Amtrak is a private company. I don't believe in corporate welfare. We have so few tax dollars, and they're being spent so inefficiently that I think we should turn those dollars into something that we really need to do, like rebuilding and strengthening our military, strengthening our intelligence community, taking care of our broken health care system, strengthening our homeland security, not spending it on companies that should be producing that on their own, not on taxpayers' dollars. But a very big one for me, and this is going to tell you a lot about Joe Montez, but I think people should know where the candidates stand. I learned that Doug LaMalfa supported funding Planned Parenthood in the last quarter of last year. And I am a Christian man, and my moral compass has always told me that that is wrong. But there's an even deeper loss for my wife and I of 27 years. We were never blessed with children, and the loss of every one of those lives is painful to us. During that period of time, according to the Heritage Action website, that funding that was given to Planned Parenthood was responsible for over 70,000 deaths. I mean, Planned Parenthood is an organization that is responsible for one-third of the abortions in this nation. And as a taxpayer, even though I have to live with the law of the land that abortions are legal, what I don't have to do as a congressman is fund something with our taxpayer dollars that I believe is not only wrong, but I believe is evil. So I totally disagree with Doug LaMalfa on that position, and it's not something that he should be doing on behalf of, I believe, the majority of our constituents.
Okay.
There are some women that are listening, or some people that would be listening, saying, do you think as we go into politics, I understand about the funding and being opposed to the funding of tax dollars, but do you think that having an abortion or not having an abortion should even be in the political discussion?
That issue has already been addressed, and I'll tell you, as a congressperson, you are never going to be able to change that. Everybody's entitled to their personal beliefs for whatever reason they come to, and I don't condemn people for their beliefs. That's a matter of conscience and their personal value system. The Supreme Court has said that that right exists. I accept that that right exists, and there's no way that a congressman will ever be able to change that. That is always going to be the domain of the United States Supreme Court. All I'm talking about is what shocks my conscience, that my tax dollars have to go towards something that I find personally repugnant.
Okay, you talked about Homeland Security and beefing up the security of the United States. Homeland Security currently listens in on every phone call and email and everything without warrants.
Hello.
What would you do? When you say strengthen Homeland Security, do you go along with that? Or how would you strengthen Homeland Security make it efficient and, you know,
Thanks for allowing me to clarify that. There are different aspects of Homeland Security. I am not in favor of them listening in on our phone calls and our private emails. You know, they've been caught doing these kinds of things, and despite the denials, of course, we found out otherwise. I am not in favor of that. I'm a big fan of privacy, and I don't think that it should be invaded. But what I'm talking about with strengthening homeland security are the measures that they take in immigration, in strengthening even the interior of the country so that we are not subject to the kinds of threats that are posed to us by bringing people in who, you know, might engage in terrorist attacks.
Well, let's talk about that, illegal immigration. What's your stance on that, Joe?
Well, you know, there's estimates from, you know, 12 to 20 million illegal aliens being in this country. My family in the past came over here legally, and there are a lot of people in the community, the ethnic communities, that believe that other people should have to do the same thing. I am in favor, because we have so many repeat offenses with the guy that shot Kate Steinle. 5 times he had been deported. The only way to stop this is we need a wall. I am in favor of building a wall that's thick and deep and strong. And then once we stem the tide, what I think is important then is that we turn our attention to the 12 to 20 million that remain. In my world, the drug dealers, those convicted of felonies, even those convicted of misdemeanors that involve offenses against children and drugs and alcohol and any form of violence, they go on that other side of the wall. Then I look at the rest of them. Those that are here that are just utilizing benefits and they're not producing anything, adding anything to our economy, they're a drain, they go on the other side of the wall. All that's going to be left is just those that are actively working, probably not paying taxes. What I would do is I would require that they be registered and that they begin being taxed. I am not a big amnesty guy, but I do recognize that if you take all of that population and put them on the other side of the wall, it will completely destabilize our already weak economy. But I'm not in favor of letting them off the hook either. They have to pay their share of taxes, just like everybody else that's working here. Those taxes would be spent on the building and the maintenance of the wall and any other measures technologically that we need to support that effort. But also, the penalty that's going to have to be paid for them breaking our law, because they did, is in my world, they would not qualify for any form of benefits, federal, state, or local, for a period of 5 years or until they become U.S. citizens. So, and I would hold that number. I would not let people in from those countries until we reach a parity with what legal immigration would have provided us in terms of numbers.
So you would keep everybody coming out, say, let's just say Guatemala. We've got a half a million Guatemalans in this country illegally. So you throw out all the Guatemalans that have got any type of criminal record. Any of them that don't have jobs, they're gone.
Yes.
And then because we let 100,000 Guatemalans in every year, I'm just using this as a...
Sure.
You're not going to let any of those in until you get until the numbers coincide or work out.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Ann, you have a question for Joe Montez.
Yes, I do. First of all, I want to say first is as soon as people start throwing around who's the most Christian, they're jockeying for the Christian support, that makes the hair stand up on my head. Secondly, I would like to know if the candidate is aware of the fact that when legislation is introduced in Congress, that it usually doesn't pass as a single item. They attach a bunch of other crap that is not even germane to the bill that they're trying to get passed. That's how people like this guy can single out Doug LaMalfa and say that he supports Planned Parenthood. They attach all of these spending bills onto something that they have nothing to do with. And I personally take offense at him claiming that our congressman supports Planned Parenthood, whether you do or don't. That's not the fact. It's that they can't pass anything in this Congress without attaching the shrimp on the treadmill, you know, how gas from cattle is contributing to global warming. I just want to know how much he knows about that.
Okay, Ann.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
I am aware of that practice in Congress. And our Congressman Doug LaMalfa has shown, he's demonstrated on at least one occasion with the Omnibus Act, the $1.8 trillion act that was recently passed by a majority of both the Republicans and the Democrats. He voted against that, and I think that was the right move. And they were handed that information basically 2 days before the vote, over 2,000 pages, and a lot of that pork that you mentioned was in there. So he's established the ability when those kinds of things are happening and he's not comfortable with them, he votes against them. So I am aware of the fact, though, that there is a lot of add-ons. I think that what we really need is strong leadership that works against that.
Okay. Our guest is Joe Montez, running for the congressional seat being held right now by Doug LaMalfa. It's a getting to be a crowded race. A bunch of Republicans in here all going for a Republican seat. There's no Democrats running that I know of. So this is going to be, any time that there's somebody in an elected position, I like to see other people challenging it. So at least people can define who they are and what they stand for. Joe Montez, you're from out of Chico, and
yes,
is over here visiting us today. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us. Gonna check a freight train.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It's Friday, the 12th of February, 2016. 45 degrees today, going up to 71 degrees. It's going to be a nice weekend there for you and your sweetheart. Valentine's Day is coming up. And if you haven't, you know, get a card, get something like that, a little rock that you picked up from the river, something that's meaningful and to give to your loved one. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You want a great haircut? Step back in time to great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Jared. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's off of Athens Avenue, right across from Subway right there. Cypress Square Barbershop, great place. I'm here with Joe Montez, who is running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Joe, just to clear something up real quick, are you for amnesty then?
No, I don't favor amnesty, but the problem is I don't know how to, without destabilizing the economy, to move all the people that are here illegally over to the other side of the wall. So I would favor if I were able to do that, but I cannot do that without destabilizing the economy. So that's the only reason. If there was some alternative that I realized later that would allow me to do that, I would. I don't favor amnesty, but I don't see an alternative here without destabilizing the economy.
Okay, veterans issues. Veterans, there's a lot of veterans up here in Northern California. Lots of veterans up here. Are you... You're over there in Chico right now.
That's correct.
Are you doing anything for... Are you associated with any veterans over there? Anything you're doing for veterans there?
I've been a member of the American Legion for 23 years. I look at the issues, especially involving the VA. I remember my father going to the VA and having to wait in line and having to travel farther and farther distances just to get to a place where he could receive some care. We're at a situation right now where we've had, it's been reported over the last several years, how we've had veterans just dying waiting for care. And it strikes me as a situation where when we have people come over illegally from the border and they have access to medical care right away, our veterans are waiting in line and dying. There is a bureaucratic inefficiency that needs to be addressed in the VA, and it needs to focus on the people and the processes that are slowing that up. I am in favor of giving veterans vouchers. If they're going to have to wait, give them a voucher. Make it hurt for the VA and let them go seek care in the private sector until those problems are straightened up. But these warriors that have shed their blood and have lost their lives for our liberties shouldn't have to be waiting in line.
Well, they already have that voucher program right now. In fact, if you aren't seen in 30 days, you get that voucher. The question is how they're managing that right now.
Right.
We start talking to up here on the budget. The incumbent voted against the budget trillions of dollars worth of stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got a huge, huge deficit here, and it's getting bigger every day, largest we've ever had. What's your plans on addressing this? What are your ideas about how we can get that under control?
Well, there's always things that are looked at when government is failing. We went through this in Chico just recently also. You know, first comes the cuts, and in my opinion, there haven't been enough cuts at the federal level. After that, then they need to look at how do we increase revenue. The federal government also hasn't done a good job of that. It's putting barriers in the way of business. But the third prong of that needs to be looked at is the efficiency prong. With the money that you do have, what are you doing with it to be efficient? The federal government is horribly inefficient. All three of those areas then create opportunities for the members of Congress to go in and individually start tweaking out programs in the budget that need to be reduced, staff that needs to be cut back, expenses that can be saved. In my opinion, having been a former prosecutor, when individuals write checks that they know there's no money in the bank to cover, that's a criminal act. We have allowed our Congress to do that, and that's what's created a lot of this deficit. They spend more money than they take in. That should be stopped. We should be working towards a balanced budget and never spending more than we take in as a basic foundational principle.
I don't think that's happened yet. I don't know if it will. Got a lot of comments in here about this. On your destabilization comment, yeah, how would we deal with all the welfare programs being swamped with cash after $12 million go back? Classrooms with only 20 students per teacher and the billions returned because we no longer need all the ESL tutors that have to be hired. I mean, there's all types of things. Other guys in construction saying, oh, yeah, that we've got so many construction jobs, but there's so many illegals being hired because they work for less money and under the table. Would you insist on the e-verify?
Oh, yes. I would definitely insist on e-verify.
And if they don't, they don't work, right?
If they don't, they go on the other side of the wall. They don't work, and they go on the other side of the wall.
Well, an e-verify means in people that have got jobs right now, and let's just say in the construction industry, we know there's millions out there. You know, and they say that they're doing the stoop work out and picking artichokes. There's only like 2% of them, of illegals that are doing that. The rest of them are in jobs anywhere from high-tech computers to construction jobs. If you do an e-verify, it means you cannot hire somebody unless they're a citizen, right?
That's right.
Well, if that's the case, they're not going to have money.
That's right, and they're going to be displaced from those jobs, too. So,
right.
So that means that they're not working, and in my program, they go back on the other side of the wall.
Okay. Wouldn't that destabilize the economy like you're just talking
about?
No,
because as the comment just mentioned, there are a lot of people in the construction trade that are out of work. They can take those. You know, we have a system that we should limit the numbers of people coming in anyway because there are not enough jobs to go around. So, you know, I think that in the construction industry in particular, I know a lot of people that are out of work. They can easily fill those jobs.
Okay. Second Amendment. I tell you what, before I do that, we've got somebody on the line. Henry, good morning. You have a question for Joe Montez.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. What's your feeling about the government? You mentioned a little bit about cutting back on expenses. What would you think about doing away with the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, and two or three others, and kick them back to the states?
I
take my answer on the air.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Henry.
I am in favor of eliminating the Department of Education. I think it adds little value. And as one of the callers pointed out, anything that the government does in terms of giving any funding always comes with some form of strings attached. I think that that should be done at the state and local levels, the education. So I would be in favor of getting rid of the Department of Education and any other agency. I mean, there's probably many of them that don't serve a useful purpose other than to be barriers to business. You know, so I that's part of the cuts for inefficiency that I'm in favor of. And I think every agency needs to be looked at very carefully.
Our guest is Joe Montez, who is running for Congress and Republican running for Congress. Let's talk Second Amendment for a couple of times. There's a concerted attack on the Second Amendment in the state.
Yes.
And not so much at the federal level because people are pretty much got that under control. What's your stance on the Second Amendment? What kind of restrictions should there be on people in possession of firearms?
Okay. I am a huge Second Amendment fan. I'm a gun owner myself, have been for many years. And, you know, it's second for a reason. It's one of the first group of amendments because it is so essential. Our founding fathers realized that we need to protect ourselves sometimes against our own government. The right to bear arms to protect ourselves, our families, and our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, is probably one of the most fundamental that we will ever have, and we cannot give ground on that. Yes, we are under attack. But even on the federal level, I have seen Obama come out and use situations where there's gun violence. And instead of, you know, taking the focus that we have, that we need to get rid of those that are causing these problems, he focuses on the guns being the problem. And so we are under attack, in my opinion, on the Second Amendment, even at the federal level.
Would you support a ban on assault weapons?
I wouldn't support a ban on assault weapons. What I would be in favor of, and what I think is actually the process and should be strengthened, is I am okay with people being checked. We have to do background checks that determine whether or not these people should be carrying weapons. We certainly don't want criminals carrying weapons. We don't want people that are mentally unstable carrying weapons. So there does have to be, you know, a litmus test for who is able to carry. But the responsible citizens should be able to carry weapons without limitation because they're not actively focused on using any form of weapons for crime.
Okay. Our guest is Joe Montez, running for Congress in the 1st District. We're going to take a quick break.
When we come back, Sally, we'll
be
taking
your
call.
Sally, you'll take the first. Yes. We will.
We'll be taking your call. So just hang in there, Sally, after the commercials. We do have to take a break. Again, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. Tomorrow, 243-3377. That's tomorrow night. Saturday night will be Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, and we're going to have a great night of jazz featuring Joe Catania on vocals. So it'll be a fun night. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries this Thursday through Saturday at the fairgrounds at Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Roberg Resources, Trinity River Company, California Forestry Association, Humboldt Redwood, Northern Lights Energy, and Wheelabrator Shasta Energy.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, 12th of February, 2016. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends out of Mighty Fine Foods, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Family-owned business, full deli and butcher shop, breakfast, lunch. They've got it all. Over 1,000 drinks, including 250 different kinds of beer. I know, because Jared has worked his way through 246, and he says he's got four more that he wants to try. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake or anywhere else. It's great. It's clean. It's super. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned, locally operated. Corner of 299 and Deschutes out there. Mighty Fine Foods.
Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a partly sunny day with our highs around 71, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 45. As we look through our forecast for the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny with our lows of 49, partly cloudy throughout the weekend, with Sunday being a beautiful, partly sunny day with 74, and Sunday night calls for lows of around 51. Washington's birthday on Monday calls for sunny weather with a high of around 76.
President's Day.
Beautiful day to be out there. Monday night, mostly clear with around 50 degrees. I like Washington's birthday. It really brings up great memories with my mother and I going for the big shopping spree of the year, and we would have cherry pie at Lions in Sacramento.
Wow.
Cherry pie and shopping.
Wow.
That's
weather reports.
And Washington's birthday always was a big celebration with parades, and we celebrated our president.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business with senior and veterans discounts. Great people over there, Chuck and Judy. Okay, our guest is Joe Montez, who is running for Congress, a Republican running for Congress for the 1st Congressional District. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I like Mondays too, Linda, and this Monday being Washington's birthday at the Tea Party, we are going to host Joe Montez.
Woo! That'll be great.
So I'd like to invite everybody to come on out if they have questions that aren't answered on today's program, or if they think of others that they would like to ask Joe. We're looking forward to meeting him and getting to know him a little bit better. And I just want to thank you, Joe, for throwing your hat into the ring, because I know it's quite a commitment, not only financially, but also the time commitment. And if you do get elected, you'll be spending a great deal of your time in Washington. So,
about one-third. Other two-thirds, I plan on being all over the district talking to the constituents. And thank you for having me to your meeting.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Sally.
Okay. Bye-bye.
One of the big things out here is the state of Jefferson, and you're going to get lots of questions on that. What's your stance on the state of Jefferson?
Well, you know, I struggled with this a lot because being born in this state and having always known, you know, the configuration of California, I really hated the notion of splitting the state apart. But as I've thought about this a lot, you know, what the real core of the Jefferson movement is a basic fundamental of government. We need to have a voice. We need to be heard. That's why a democratic government exists, is for the people to give voice. We no longer have that. And if the only way that we can have that voice is to split this state, then that's what we must do. So I support the state of Jefferson because it is at least trying its best to give those of us in the North State a voice we don't currently have.
You said in a lot of times, folks, and for you too, Joe, I let you answer these questions like that without a comeback, because just kind of let you get out your thoughts on a subject. Next time around, and I kind of tell everybody this, next time around when you say something, then we're going to do follow-ups. But this first time around, let people get to know you. I mean, nobody really, Joe Montez, who's that? And so, you know, you're coming across to the people out there, they're listening to what you're saying, or, you know, they're starting to form ideas.
Sure.
But a lot of these need follow-ups on, you know, one, how are you going to do it? Two, what about this? What about that? Okay. But this one on Obamacare, tell us your thoughts on Obamacare.
Well, I think it's just another national disaster that has happened. I think everybody agrees that some form of medical reform was necessary. But, you know, I challenge anybody to tell me what operation has the government performed that has been truly beneficial and fruitful. Was it Social Security? No. Is it Medicare? No. Virtually everything the government tries to run, it makes a mess of. This is something that should have been a problem for the private sector to work on. And there are different things that you can do when you return these problems to the private sector. One of the things that I've always been in favor of is tort reform. You know, there's a thing called the English rule in which loser pays. So if you're bringing a bogus lawsuit, one that has no merit, normally it gets some form of settlement money because you just don't want to go forward and, you know, pay the additional cost of defending in a trial and then maybe even losing. So it's just easy for insurance companies and others to go ahead and settle. But if you have a loser pays rule, then what happens is people are a lot less likely to bring bogus claims. And those kinds of things are tremendous savings in dollars. But there also needs to be insurance reform, too. I mean, you know, when you have insurance companies that are involved in, you know, providing things like health care, they also need to be asked, how should you do this more efficiently? How can you do these things more cost effectively? What we found in Obamacare is that doctors are trying to protect their decisions so much that they're ordering all kinds of scans and reports to make sure that they're covered. And that's increasing the cost, too. So I think a lot of those things are probably unnecessary, and you should give people a choice in my world. I mean, I don't think that people should be forced to buy into a government program. It's the first time in history, to my knowledge, that that's happened, and it takes away our choice and forces us to do something that we may not need or we may not agree to. So people that are not involved in that, that's also going to be less people putting a strain on health care. But I do agree with virtually everybody that health care reform is absolutely necessary. It's just that Obamacare is not the right answer.
Would you keep parts of Obamacare and then fix other parts? I mean, we've had such a radical change in our medical system with Obamacare.
Yeah.
Is throwing it all out and starting all over again, wouldn't that have another radical change?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do like about Obamacare is coverage for pre-existing conditions. You know, I mean, people can't help a lot of times what they're born with or what their life does to them. And, you know, going from one provider to another, I think it's important that there's some consistency, some understanding in the handing off of the ball, that people come as they are and you need to accept them as they are. But most of the qualities of Obamacare or lack thereof, I just don't agree with, because we've seen, even despite the promises of how much we'd be saving, really how much more it has cost us.
Okay, you mentioned Klamath Dams earlier. It seems like they want to take them down, but doesn't it take money from the feds to do that? And right now that's being blocked.
Right.
And what's your stance on taking the dams down in the Klamath?
Well, you know, here's it, and the parties, again, had reached agreement on this already. Okay, so And deconstructing the dams was part of that. Those dams are, you know, they're small, they're not, you know, state-of-the-art dams. They probably need some form of rehab or overhaul anyway. If they were going to do this, I think probably one of the big things is not only the flow, but the fish. So allowing a modification to existing or other dams in the future, it needs to have, you know, areas for the fish to flow through. If there is going to be a deconstruction of the dams, I think there needs to be very careful involvement, and that's where Doug LaMalfa could have weighed in. I mean, there are things that will address the flow of silt. You know, quite honestly, silt's going to flow whether you have dams or not. So having a now handed it off, I guess, to a federal agency to take care of what our legislature should have done is just contributing to the delays, and it really has accomplished nothing.
Okay. Joe, we got like about a minute and a half left. Why should people vote for Joe Montez?
Because I'm all about change. You know, I'm a guy that's going to be honest with you about how I feel about the issues. I think it's important to get, you know, on the record with as much detail as you can at this point. I think candidates are, you know, the candidates that I've listened to are taking the tact that, well, I'll just give minimal details. I won't really talk about the controversial issues. I'm going to talk about the controversial issues, and people are going to be very quickly able to determine, am I going to support him or not? I have a heart for change. I have skills for change. As a former judge, I am used to looking at statutes. I understand legislative intent. And what's very important is making sure in understanding statutes, the interpretation, courts are looking for statutes that fail. So I would know how to write those because I was a judge looking at those statutes.
Okay. Joe Montez, running Republican running for Congress here in the 1st Congressional District. How do people get a hold of Joe Montez?
You can go to my website at montezforcongress.com, and you can also reach me on my cell phone. I don't mind taking calls from people, 530-864-5471.
And you'll be here Monday night at the Tea Party. That's going to be on
Bonneview, South Bonneview.
So, yes.
Joe Montez.
That'll be great. See you up close and in person.
Thanks a lot for being with us, Joe Montez.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't forget to get that little special something for your loved one.
Yeah, and tonight, Signature Gala at the Cascade Theater. I'll see you there.
All right. And I'll keep this world
from dragging me down. I'm Rich Thomason. Police in suburban Phoenix say there is no danger to the campus at large after two teens were shot this morning at a high school in Glendale, Arizona. It happened at Independence High in Glendale. There's been no word on the condition of the shooting victims. A machete attack at an Ohio restaurant has left one of the four victims critically injured. The suspect was fatally shot by police. The motive is not clear, although police say they are working on it.
There were a lot of witnesses, a lot of people that our investigators have to interview.
Columbus Police Sergeant Rich Weiner on WBNS-TV. Jeb Bush drawing larger-than-expected crowds in South Carolina. The former Florida governor's campaign says that events for today and tomorrow are being moved to larger venues because of increased demand. A modest rise in retail sales last month, PNC Financial.